Yeah, we need to do something. There's not, every time I look at the clock, it's an hour's gone by. It's not giving me enough time. Amen. We need to do something. Okay, let me move on. Let me declare over you, as I have been, as we will continue to do, Genesis 39 and 3, which reads, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand." In his hand. And I want to share just a bit of a testimony that I shared on Tuesday night, because I said to you last week, or maybe I said it Tuesday, I can't remember, but I believe that when I go to work and when you go to work, when you touch, when you put your hands and you begin to labor, I believe that the Lord will prosper what you put your hands to. Amen. But we got to put our hands to something, right? And so we thank God for that. But on last week, I was in the office just carrying along with my work, and a woman called me from my from our corporate office, because we're franchises, and they called us from our corporate office and said, "Pat, you know, your work is," she just basically what she said was, "Your work is above average. We have never had a complaint out of, we have never, in the whole 2 years that you've taken over these accounts, we've never had a complaint. We've never had anything. So we believe that we ought to give more work to those who are doing good work." So she said, "Pat, I have a contract for you for 16 additional stores." And I said, "16 stores." She said, "16." I said, "1-6." She said, "1-6," because I don't know that you don't know, but that's a lot of carpet to be cleaned. That is a lot of carpet. And that is an addition to the 5 stores that I already have. And so while I'm staggering, I'm sitting down, but I'm staggering in my mind, I'm like, "Lord, first of all, how am I going to do 16 additional stores?" But that thought quickly just gets out the way, because it says, "I'm going to do 16 stores," right? See, we question, but I say, "Lord, I know you're going to, if the Lord gives it to you, hello, he's going to work it out how you to get it done," right? And then, so she says, "I'm looking forward to this starting and everything. And oh, by the way, I have additional Verizon stores that I want you to do, like 5 or 6 more corporate. You're doing the regular stores. We want you to do the corporate offices, which are bigger than the stores. We want you to do the corporate." She says, "Those are coming online, and they're yours." And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking about, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand." Genesis 39:23, "The keeper of the prison did not look to anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper." Whatever he did, the Lord made it. Now, so we got to be doing something. The Lord said, whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Can you get it in your mind that whatever you are doing, as long as it's ethical and uplifting and moral and so on, okay, that the Lord wants to prosper that. Can you get that in your mind? Amen. And when he does it, well, listen, when he does it, when he prospers you, it's going to overwhelm you. You're going to sit there and you're going to go, "How on earth can we do this?" Because that's what God does. See, man does it in man increments. God does it. When God does it so that you'll know this. What will you know? You will know it was God. You will know it was God. Why? Because man cannot do this. So I'm telling you, a job reclassification, amen. I'm telling you that God wants to prosper what you have your hands on right now. And I'm telling you, it's coming. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Because it's coming, beloved. Just hang on. Just hang on. All right. So that's being believed and confessed over your life on a daily basis. Amen. And I believe we're going to live it out. Now, as we saw, I have to say this. I have to insert this, because we're studying the grace of giving on Tuesday nights. And I want to, you have to bear with me just a moment. You know what a thought crossed my mind just now? I might not even get to my sermon today. because this may be it for today. But I have to. I have. Look at my wife shaking her head. Look at my husband. She sits there going, here you go. Here you go. Now, listen. I have to say this. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and do it. Let me go ahead and throw the divine switch or say that the switch has already been thrown. I was going to finish the test of faith. I'll finish that next week, Lord willing. But right now, I have got to say this because, listen, and I feel like I have to say it because what I just said in Genesis 39:23 would cause some to believe that, or maybe the enemy would even want to take out of context what I'm saying. Because when I say that the Lord wants to prosper everything that you put your hands to, it can come off as a prosperity gospel or quote unquote message, or has passed and gone prosperity. It's just like, and the negative overtone. You know what I'm saying? Not what is righteous about it. But let me say this, because this is important. And this is in line and in context and in the heart and the flow of all that God did through Joseph. Because you must understand that what I'm saying happened to Joseph for a reason. You gotta understand that. Because if you don't, then I can't even quote that. I can't speak it over your life. But listen, if there's anything the Lord has caused me to understand in the last year, 2-3 years in particular, because he whispered in my spirit. But how many of you know when God whispers, it can be very loud, you know? But this is one thing he said, it resonates so much with me now. That's this. God never blesses one person for themselves. He never does that. When God, and we see it in Abraham, we see it in Joseph. God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you so that you will be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. That's what God said to Abraham. And so when we come to Joseph and it says, God made all that he did prosper in his hand. God, the innkeeper didn't look to under anything under his hand, because whatever he did, the Lord made it all to prosper. God was causing Joseph to prosper so that Joseph could get to Egypt, cause Egypt to prosper, so that his whole family could be saved. Now, when I say that God wants to prosper whatever you put your hands to, I am not even primarily thinking about you. Oh, my goodness, Pastor. Oh, for real? Well, what are you thinking about? Let me tell you what I'm thinking about. See, because God, when he blesses me, he's not simply thinking about me. I have a young man working for me. And when I get blessed, guess what happens? He gets blessed. Not only does he get blessed, but his family gets blessed. When he's working and providing for his family, when you start a company, and when you are doing what you, and God blesses you, other people get blessed. When that dance academy, when Katie is blessed, the dance academy, and all those girls, and not just monetarily, but when Katie is blessed spiritually and she pours out to these young ladies, all of these young ladies are changed. The trajectory of their life is changed. Why? Because God has blessed one person. When God blesses one person, he's thinking about a multitude of people. So when I say God wants to prosper you, I'm talking about multitudes. Why? Because God is talking about multitudes. When God blesses the ministry in Namibia, he's not just thinking about the Graham family. He is now, because now they got 6, 8. So they have multiple points of multiplication that God can use and touch, you see. But he's thinking about more than just Otivarango, more than just Aranda. He's thinking about all the different lives that are going to be touched when he blesses. When he blesses. Now, you see, I never heard this years ago. I'm serious. I never heard when I put my car into the shop with no money and just believe. Because if you believe, God will give you what you need. And I believed and lost my car. See, now you lost your car. The pastor lost his car because I never heard the whole thing. I don't know what it was, but anyhow, I got it wrong. Something went wrong because it didn't work out the way it was supposed to work out. At least not to this old boy. Maybe God was saying, I'm going to show you something, son. But I tell you what I just shared with you, I know is true. Because I'm living it out, because I can take you from Genesis to Revelation. I can take you from Genesis to Revelation and show you in the book where God blesses people so that other people might be blessed and enhanced. Amen? Now, so we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 on Tuesday nights. We're talking about the grace of giving. And I just wanted to mention, I'm going to just mention that we're going to be in chapter 9 this week. So we're going to come back to chapter 9. But I just wanted to clarify a little bit here in the New Testament about this blessing that God wants to give to us. Now, we all know the passage of Scripture. We can quote it if I said to you this Scripture that says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. And I could, if I wanted to, lift that out and begin to teach now, if you give your money to me bountifully, you will reap bountifully. I could set up, come on now, if you will, I could set up a scheme where I could get you to, well, I couldn't get you because you know me, but I mean, I could preach that, and that's been done. It's been taught. But you would have to lift it out of its purpose, which God is using it for, and begin to make it selfish. Okay, you'd have to lift it out and begin to use it for one's own purpose. Paul goes on to say this, so let each one of him give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves. Okay, so we all know that scripture. God loves the cheerful giver. So we're going to be studying this on Tuesday. But we're going to be getting to this because this next scripture or two scriptures, three scriptures, is very important as to why Paul was saying to the people, give bountifully. There's a reason why Paul was saying that. Okay? And he said, give bountifully. Why? Because he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. The thing about when bad teaching or false teaching is out there is that it causes you to despise the true teaching. Listen, what Paul said is true. It's the law of the harvest. Sowing and reaping. If you sow a bad attitude, guess what you're going to get from people? Come on. If you treat people poorly, guess what's going to happen to you? They're going to treat you poorly. Come on. And so that law is true. So I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not going to say, hey, don't give largely to God because some minister out there used it for his own purpose and got people all wigged out. And so it's still true. So that's what Paul was teaching. So we receive that, right? But this is what he says in verse 8. And God, so he says, give cheerfully. You'd have to have been here on Tuesday night to hear the context of what we're reading here, okay? But he says this in verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, listen now, that you always having all sufficiency in all things. My God! Oh, that resonates within me. That stirs something in me. But now listen. God is able to make all grace abound toward you that you have. Now, we like that, don't you? Who doesn't like that? All sufficiency in all things. That means, he said, always. That speaks to time, okay? When? Always. Well, when is that? At all times, right? That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. In other words, that you might have an abundance for every good work. Okay? So, God wants you and I to prosper so that we would have an abundance for every good work. What's that? You mean we're supposed to work? Yeah. So that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. The New King James says that you would have an abundance for every good work. Now, listen what Paul says. He said that God wants you and I to have an abundance for every good work. Now, sometimes where we get it wrong is we think that abundance is for me. You know, for me to have an abundance of stuff at home, an abundance of stuff in the basement, and a house packet, it's screaming, it's about busting the thing because I got so much stuff. No. No. I want you to prosper and have an abundance so that whatever work I tell you to do, whatever I put in front of your, set in front of your hands to do, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all of your strength. Whatever I set in front of you, that you have everything you need to accomplish the work that I've set before you. That's what I'm saying. That is all what I'm saying over your life, that the Lord made all he did to prosper, that the Lord wants everything that your hand touched to prosper. I'm thinking about you and I having everything we need. Amen. And the Lord is warming my own heart. Been doing so for over a year. You know, when thoughts cross my mind, like, Lord, I wish I had the money to help so and sister so, brother so and so. I wish I had. But you see, God is very real, you understand. You know, he's not like us. Now, he's not pie in the sky, because he doesn't come and say, well, you know what, son, I'm going to give you that money so that you can bless yourself. No, he doesn't. No, he didn't say that. He said, no, if you would get out of debt, if you would pay off that debt, then the money that I'm already giving you would not go to the debt. It would go to helping somebody. I said, oh, in other words, you mean you're already doing it? Yes, I'm already doing that, because that's who I am. That's my nature. That's part of who I am. There's no faith switch that you flip to get me to loosen up and bless you. Come on. No. His nature is to bless. That's who he is. Listen, the thing is, you got to work it hard to get him not to bless you, not to bless you. We put all this thing out there, make people jump through hoops. And I got to somehow coerce God to bless me. Hello, you must not know him. You must not know him, because his nature is to bless. Amen? All right. So he goes on and he says this. He quotes Psalm 111, I believe it is. Psalm 112, rather. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Verse 10 of 2 Corinthians 9. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. So there's two things going on there. Well, see, I'm not going to get into the study of it now, but we will on Tuesday. But he who supplies seed to the sower, and that's that seed that goes in the ground that produces a harvest. So God provides the seed, but then he also provides not only the seed, but what the seed produces. Bread for food. He will also supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. In other words, he was telling this Gentile church, when you give to these Jewish Christians who are hurting and starving, that God is going to take that seed that you gave, and he's going to cause it to feed them, but he's also going to cause it to increase you, and thereby an increase of your righteous works. So that means more people to help, more opportunities to sow into the lives of other people. And you have to say to yourself, when David touched that man, some people say, well, it was just one night. What effect? Because people criticize everything. But watch this. That money translated. The money, see, when God used the money translated into a life being touched, because you sowed into his life. Now, see, when he said, the man called me the next morning, oh my goodness. Listen, if he was just a Joe out there trying to get over, you wouldn't hear from him again. But when he called the next morning, that man's heart was touched. That man's heart was touched. And so when God blesses us to be a blessing to someone else, God is about touching hearts and changing lives. Changing lives. But listen, he needs us to do the work, right? He needs us to do the work. So this is what is going on when the Lord prospers all that you set your hands to. And my prayer for us is not only that God would prosper us, but it's even more so, Father, when you set before us what you want us to do, let our hearts just say, so be it, Lord. So be it, Lord. I mean, that we're running to what he wants to do. When you read the book of Revelation and you go through the churches, you'll see Jesus said to the churches, he said, I know your patience and I love your love. Then he says this almost to every church. He says, and I know your works. I know your works. In other words, every church had works. There were things that God had set before them to do. And that he said, I know that you have been faithful to your works. Now, he rebuked them for other things, but they all had works that God had given them to do. And so as I contemplate it, as I think about what God would have us to do, I'm saying with all of my heart, Lord, let our hearts be so dispositioned that we would understand why you're prospering us, why you're blessing us, and that we would be liberal, that we would be liberal in our heart, because to whom much is given, much is required or much is expected. And so if God gives me much, let me be free in giving much to others and being a blessing. Not being unwise, but let me be free and liberal in doing that. Amen? All right, that's the message for today. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Father, we thank you for your divine truth. Thank you for your word, O God, that renews and changes us from the inside out. I thank you, O God, that even now this word is working on the inside of us, O God. Father, Lord, that you're bringing forth that which you desire in this place, Lord, for your glory, for our good and the good of others. We thank you that we are truly blessed to be a blessing to many others, O God, and we pray that that blessing would abound. We pray, O God, indeed, that we, Lord, always having all sufficiency in all things would abound to every good work, O God. And, Lord, that our seed would be blessed, Lord, bread for food, seed to the sower, Lord, that we may abound in and increase in the fruits of our righteousness. Father, I thank you that you are working this great work in us. And we give you praise for it. We pray that it will continue to your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Father, we bless the food that we're about to receive and the fellowship in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.